How many of you there were there last time when I had taken this PPT on Ras Leela, Understanding Krishna's Ratha Dance? No one was there?
Okay.
No problem. No, it was not a camp. I had just come while going to. Not in a camp, it was a separate lecture. Yes. I didn't take only? Okay. We have power supply to have a projector? Or not there? No problem. So this is the verse which comes at the conclusion of the Ras Panchadhyaya. So the Ras Panchadhyaya is the 5 chapters that describe the Ras Leela. The chapters 29 to 33, which are considered to be the beautiful smile of Lord Krishna. So, generally at the end of a narration in the Puranas, there is a Phalashruti. Not there in a power supply? Okay, you can get it. What we will do is, at the end I will show. We will overdo the overview of the PPT at the end. So, at the end of the Ras Panchadhyaya, there is this verse which is generally the Phalashruti. Phalashruti means Shruti is to hear. Phala is the fruit of hearing. So, generally the way in the Puranas are written is that after we hear a pastime, what is the Phala that we will get from the pastime is told. And especially in the other Puranas, profuse phalas are described. Phala you may go, will go to heavens for as many years as there are hair on your body. So very wonderful. The person is shaven head, he feels frightened. I don't have any hair. But there are promises like that by doing this particular Shravan Kirtan Yajna, you will get a lot of benefit. So now the Ras Leela is considered to be the topmost. And what is the Phalashruti that is told over here? That is very interesting. So, I tell the meaning of the word, then we will recite it a few times, then we will discuss. So, vikriditam. Krida means to play. So, vikriditam means the special play that was happening. Vrajavadhubhir. With the Vrajavadhu, the gopis of Vrindavan. Cha Vishnu. By Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. Shraddhanvito anushrunayadatha varna yedya. If with Shraddha, either one hears or one recites. Shrunuyat, Adushrunuyat, Atha Varna Yedhya. Varna Yedhya means to Varnan Karna, to describe. Shrunuyat is to hear. Anu means properly in Parampara. From the proper authorities. Then, Bhaktim Param Bhagwati Pratilabhya Kamam. One will get Parabhakti. And we'll get pure devotional service. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati unto the Supreme Lord, Pratilabhya, one will attain. And Kamam, Kamam is lust, which is the Rudrogam, the heart disease. You know, all of us are heart patients. And Krishna is the Supreme Cardiologist. He's come to cure our heart disease. So, Rudrogam Ashwa. Ashwa means quickly. Apahinoti. Apahinoti means to destroy. So again, emphasis achirena. Chirena means after a long time. Achirena means not a long time, soon. Dhiraha. One will become sober. So one will attain bhakti and lust, which is the heart disease, will be destroyed, thus making one sober. So this is the phala that is promised after hearing the Rasa Panchadhyaya. So let us recite the verse. Vikriditam Rajavadubhiridam cha Vishno.
Vikriditam Rajavadubhiridam cha Vishno.
श्रद्धान्वितो अनुश्रुणुयादथ वर्णयेद्य
श्रद्धान्वितो
अनुश्रुणुयादथ वर्णयेद्य भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम्
भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम्
हृद्रोगमाश्वपहिनोत्यचिरेण धीरः Some of you are chanting in one tune, some of you others are chanting in another tune. See, if you want to chant, Vikriditam Rajavadubhiridam Cha Vishno, that is one tune. The tune I was singing is Vikriditam Rajavadubhiridam Cha Vishno.
Vikriditam,
yeah. So we will recite in this tune. Don't mix the two tunes. Of course, I am not a good reciter of tunes, but we will chant in one tune. If you want the first one, that is also nice. विक्रीडितं व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णो श्रद्धान्वितो अनुश्रुणुयादथ वर्णयेद्य भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम् हृद्रोगमाश्वपहिनोत्यचिरेण धीरः विक्रीडितं व्रजवधूभिरिदं च विष्णो श्रद्धान्वितो अनुश्रुणुयादथ वर्णयेद्य भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम् हृद्रोगमाश्वपहिनोत्यचिरेण धीरः
भक्तिं परां भगवति प्रतिलभ्य कामम्
भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी
नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरकृषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
So this was, as I was telling you, the Phalashruti. Now, the most striking characteristic of this verse is the paradox. Paradox means a strange contradiction. The first thing that we observe is that till now what has been described is, in the previous five chapters, the pastime of Radha Krishna, of Krishna with the gopis. Going to the forest, dancing together, talking together. And normally when people see a boy and a girl together, a man and a woman together, doing some sort of romantic activities, then that triggers the lust in their hearts. But here the promise is given that by hearing these pastimes, the lust will be countered and cured. Which seems very strange. How can the interaction between a male and a female lead to the curbing of lust? So that seems to be a strange Phalashruti. And another thing is, actually the pastime is performed with Krishna. And the 10th canto is quite categorical about Krishna being the source of Vishnu. The whole Bhagavatam is very clear about it. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. And Krishna is the intimate aspect of God. Krishna is God at home. So throughout this whole Rasa Panchadhyaya, the Lord is referred to either as Krishna or Govinda or Keshava. These more intimate names. And suddenly, this name Vishnu comes. So normally we don't see Vishnu performing any krida. Vishnu is a grave person. So why is this word Vishnu used over here? And in many places some phala is promised. So one thing is told that the lust will go away. But the phala that is promised here is that you will get parabhakti. Parabhakti is pure devotional service. Actually in the scriptures, there is talk about, you know, you will attain, you will become free from sinful reactions. You will go back to the, either go to heavens or go to Vaikuntha. But you will get parabhakti is a very rare promise. And in fact, Krishna speaks about parabhakti only in two places in the Bhagavad Gita. So one is 18.55 and the second is 18.68. So 18.55, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma No Shochitina Kamshati Samah Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. So parabhakti. So prior to this in the Bhagavad Gita, actually it is described how a jnani, a person who is in the jnana marga, leaves home, renounces the world, and after renouncing the whole world, then when he comes to the success, the culmination of jnana, then he becomes Brahmabhuta. He is spiritually situated. And what is the characteristic of being spiritually situated? According to the impersonal philosophy, everything is one. So So you and I are one, this table and I are one, everything is one, and that one is Brahman. So this person has attained the vision of oneness. Na shochati na kaankshati, he understands that nothing worth lamenting, nothing worth rejoicing. Nothing worth hanker, nothing to lament. So he's equipoised. He's equipoised towards the events of this world, because he's equipoised towards the things of this world. He doesn't want one thing and want to avoid another thing. So he's equipoised towards events and things, and he's equipoised towards people also. Samaha sarveshu bhuteshu. Towards all people he's equipoised. Now normally, this is the culmination. Culmination is conclusion, successful conclusion. The highest development is called as culmination. So this is the culmination of the process of jnana. That means now he has attained the vision of equanimity. And according to the jnanis, they also practice some sort of bhakti. The Mayavadis, Mayavadis means the impersonalists, they also practice bhakti. But what is the goal of bhakti for them? Bhakti for them is a means to mukti. Actually, you and God are one. But till you don't realize you are God, you should worship God. And when you realize that you are God, then there is no need for worship. One particular school of Mayavadi, they say, yes, deity worship is very useful. You sit and concentrate on the deity. And concentrate more and more and more and more. And when will you know that you have attained samadhi? By the power of your concentration, the deity should crumble into powder. By the power of your dhyan, when the deity crumbles into powder, then you have gone beyond the form to the formless. Sinister idea. You want to crush the deity into powder. So now they can't do it by their dhyan, so they actually break the deity. And they are attached to samadhi. So ridiculous. The object that we are worshipping, we want to destroy that so that we can become one with God. So they also do some sort of worship. They can also chant the holy names. They even chant Hare Krishna. But their attitude is not one of wanting to become a servant of God. They want to become one with God. Such people, when they chant, actually the real holy name doesn't appear on their tongues. Like today morning we were discussing about the holy name appearing to different degrees. So what when they chant, what they experience is, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Pratibimba Namabhas. Namabhas is like the rising sun. Abhas means, Pratibimba Namabhas means the reflection of the rising sun. Now the rising sun gives some illumination, it gives some warmth. But can the reflection of the rising sun give any illumination or warmth? Not really much. So their chanting is actually very offensive and it doesn't benefit them. So these people when they chant also, when they do bhakti also, their idea of bhakti is like a ladder. Use the ladder, climb up, and once you have reached Brahman, you reject the ladder, kick away the ladder. No more need for bhakti. So from that point of view, bhakti is a means to mukti. But here that conception is being devastated by Krishna. Because the Mayavadis have the idea that as long as you are under the modes, you should perform bhakti. And once you go beyond the modes, once you come to the Brahman platform, then there is no more need to practice bhakti. But Krishna is saying over here, when you come to this level, samaha sarveshu bhuteshu, then what will happen to you? Then mad bhaktim labhate param. Then you will attain bhakti to me. They think at that time bhakti should end. But Krishna is saying at that time bhakti will be beginning. What kind of bhakti? Parabhakti. Parabhakti means pure devotional service. So that means the jnanis, after doing a lot of intellectual speculation, a lot of tapasya, developing a lot of vairagya, after they come to that they come to the Brahman platform if they are successful. And after they attain the Brahman platform, then they get parabhakti. And here the promise is made that if you just hear this rasa, you will get that parabhakti. That which is the goal after the jnanis have attained their goal. Such an elevated thing we'll get by hearing this rasa lila of Krishna. And other place Krishna uses this word parabhakti is in 18.68. Both occurrences come in 18 chapter only. First is 55 and second is 58. So in 58 he is telling, so 66 is the famous verse. Which is 18.66? Anyone know? Sarvadharman Parityaja. And after that Krishna tells the glory of preaching the message. And there he says, those who preach my message, he says that for them pure devotional service is guaranteed. Bhakti mai param krutva mam evaishatya asamshayah. Krishna says, for them, for those who preach my message, what is guaranteed? Bhakti mai param krutva. They will attain pure devotional service, and at the end of that, what will happen? Mam evaishatya asamshayah. They will surely come back to me. So, that means Krishna is giving this promise so that he will attain pure devotional service. So, though that which the preachers, after preaching all over the world very successfully, they will attain pure devotional service, that Krishna is saying you can attain by hearing the Ras Leela. So, what is so special about this Ras Leela? Is the projector, will it work now? We can set it now only. You can set it up, I'll get the laptop. Did you get the laptop?